Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. Not a great start to this series for the Mets down in Atlanta. Right off the bat, you didn't feel good about the game as Zach Wheeler, who was on an incredible streak, gives up some runs. That Braves lineup is just so pesky, so annoying. Mets make some noise in the eighth inning, but can't climb back in dramatic fashion like they had a couple times against the Nationals. But one game, still a lot of opportunities as Steven Matz takes the mound tonight against Dallas Keuchel. And the Yankees' dominance of the Orioles at this point is laughable and historic at the same time. And I don't even know what to say about the Baltimore Orioles getting beat 15 straight times by the New York Yankees. I know maybe you think about the luck that the Yankees have had being able to beat up on this team, but I mean, this is just... First pitch last night, DJ LeMahieu home run. First pitch! It is incredible! Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what, Joe? I came in this morning. I wasn't feeling all that great. Wasn't happy. Mets lost last night to a much more athletic team, younger team. Looks like, man, they got just a bunch of studs down there. And, you know, we lose McNeil in the ninth inning with a hamstring.
I know.
So that's pissing me off.
Yep.
Of course, I got to watch the Yankees go through their batting practice set up with the Baltimore Orioles again. So I come in this morning, and I'm thinking, all right, let me turn on the TV in my office. Let me get ready to go today. Let me get all charged up because, you know, I want to keep the faith. I'm a Met fan. I'm keeping the faith. I am not giving up. We got a long way to go. So hang in there, Met fans, with me. Just hang in there with me. I turn on NBC for whatever reason, and there's the morning news.
Yeah, morning news. Good morning, everybody.
We got shooting after shooting after shooting. We got this negative thing, that negative thing. And all of a sudden, I find myself like in this total negative like bubble. And I'm like, man, I got to get myself out of this.
Sure, you can't stay in there.
You're sitting in there with me.
Right, I couldn't stay in there either.
We're kind of conversing a little bit about the hamstring, the Met loss, how great the Yankees look. And then all of a sudden, this newscast is like negative, negative, negative.
Right.
There's an accident on the LIE, the traffic gal says. We're going to have thunderstorms, the weather gal says.
The water in Newark.
I mean, the water in Newark is a mess. I mean, it's just
like. The bottle water's expired.
I'm like, now I know why everybody's pissed off around here.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just like, it's just one negative story at the next. So I said, you know what?
We got to change this.
I got to change this up, and I got to make us laugh. I got to make us smile a little bit. And where did I go for that?
You went to Hard Knocks is what you did.
I went to HBO Go, and Hard Knocks, and I started to watch the second episode of Hard Knocks that was on last night. Now, I call this the foot episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because this happens to happen. It has a lot to do with Antonio Brown's foot, just how mangled they are, feet, how mangled they are.
Yeah, he said that his feet were going through a circumcision. That's what he said.
But only the way that an NFL player could say it. I mean, it's hilarious.
He's like, my feet getting circumcised. They're going to roll back. I'm going to do a roll back on my feet.
So then, of course, you know, you got John Gruden screaming and yelling at everybody, which is just absolutely
fantastic. We need
fantastic.
Better bleeping execution, man.
Yeah, it is
better effing execution. You with me? Knock on the table.
So if you want to laugh this morning, do not turn on the local news.
Yeah, don't watch the Mets highlights right now. Either. Yeah.
And try not to watch the Met highlights. You can watch the Yankee highlights. I mean, that will make you feel good if you're a Yankee fan.
Sure.
Because they're doing what they're supposed to do. And Domingo Germán now has the most wins as a starting pitcher in the league. And here's the thing. You know, it's starting to crop up now.
What's cropping up?
In regards to Domingo Germán.
Oh, the innings limit.
Oh, really?
And he's their best pitcher.
Oh, really? The innings limit. Oh, did somebody bring that up about 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, well, the Yankees did themselves, and this is something that everybody's going to be paying attention to.
No. Yankees brought that up last night. They didn't bring it up 6 weeks
ago.
I talked about it. He was on the shelf, and I said, I don't know if that's going to be long enough. Everybody wants Domingo Germán for the playoffs. I'm like, hey, boys. You know, if the Yankees got stones, they'll do what the Nationals did with Strasburg. You know, you don't want to stress these young men out now.
Oh, will you stop it?
You don't want to do that.
That's why
it was so important that a pitcher was on the horizon for the Yankees that Brian Cashman never acquired. But maybe he thinks that Severino could fill that void, or maybe he thinks CC Sabathia could fill that void.
Listen, in game one,
or maybe he'll just go with a bullpen by committee game in the playoffs.
Well, forget about the innings limit for a second.
No, you can't
wait a second. Let me finish my sentence for crying out loud.
Yes.
If he didn't have an innings limit and this wasn't part of the story, would he not be pitching game one of a playoff series for the Yankees? I think so. I think it's not even a question.
I think Tanaka was still going game one.
I think it's Germán. Tanaka gave you a great last start. The guy was unbelievable. Germán's been better for a longer stretch. He has been.
Hey, look,
he's been their best pitcher.
I know he has, but I'm just telling you that they probably give it to Tanaka out of seniority, out of...
Well, screw that. I'm talking about who their best pitcher is.
Yeah, but out of history and everything else. I know they, you know, I don't know. You know, and Paxton's got to be better too. So I'm just bringing up what I talked about 6 weeks ago in regards to the innings limit, and you and Jerry laughed me off the
radio. I didn't know that bull crap, like
I did not do that. You guys, well, maybe it was Jerry though.
Yeah, it was not me.
It had to be Jerry.
Yeah, it was not me on that one.
Because I said innings limit, and he went...
No, I didn't do that.
And everything.
I would not be making those noises over an innings limit.
Well, somebody was making noises, and I don't know what it was, but you guys are ticking me off that day. and now, all of a sudden, lo and behold, here comes the story that it is about a potential innings limit problem.
Well, yeah, but that's because...
What are they going to do? How are they going to manage Domingo Germán now over the last 8 weeks of the season and all this other stuff?
Aaron Boone did mention, and so did Brian Cashman.
Don't worry about the guys upstairs. We'll tell me when to pitch him.
Yeah, his injury did help a little bit because it sliced some of those innings off, and there's that. And then he also said that, you know, right now they feel like he's got a lot left in the tank.
I just want to let you know that I was all over that.
Okay. I know. You love the credit.
Well, I just want to say that one of you guys was just absolutely shooting me down.
Listen, I've been wrong on a lot of stuff with the Mets. I did not get into a innings limit confrontation with you. I can guarantee you that.
Somebody did.
Yeah, well, it's probably Jerry. Here. Call him up in Orlando right now and yell at him. Don't yell at me.
I'll yell at him when he gets back, I see him in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, fine. I mean, it's definitely something that's concerning because he's your best pitcher right now. That is the problem.
Yeah, but it's right now. It's not October yet. So just let everybody calm down.
Okay,
when October comes, you know, yeah,
he's
the
been
big
good
boys
for
to step up. You know, and that's
been their best pitcher: April, May, yeah, June, July,
but Tanaka's
August.
Tanaka's got the history, dude. You know that.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. But you know what? You got to go with the hot hand.
You know that
the history. What is the history? So what if Tanaka gives you four terrible starts going into the postseason?
Tanaka gives you five great starts?
Yeah. Right. But my point is that you can't just say the history.
Why do we always have to dwell? See, this is the thing. I came in this morning. There was a lot of negativity around me. I could feel it. I could just feel it. And I was starting to feel like uncomfortable, like to a point where I felt like I was going into a really, really dark place.
Well, you just brought up a negative thing with Germán after a great start.
And, you're like, what about the innings limit? Well, what about this? What did I tell you?
You were doing that what did I tell you thing.
Yeah, I know.
You love that what did I tell you thing.
Of course I love that.
Yeah, well, what did I tell you?
When I'm right, I want to be validated. Yeah. And sometimes I have to validate myself because these snapperheads around here sometimes forget that.
Yeah, I mean, this one I actually don't remember. I will be honest with you on that one. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's tough for a Mets night. It was negative. Last night was not fun. And then the Jeff McNeil thing that happened at the end of the game. Now he's saying it's just a snag. Mickey Callaway saying they're trying to downplay
it. It's an impingement.
It might be. But I mean, the way he threw his helmet down, McNeil, and the way that he grabbed his leg, it just did not look good.
All right. So now the pressure's on Steven Matz, and he hasn't been great away from Citi Field. And, you know, he's coming off of a reasonably decent start. I my confidence is that he's got to now, you know, go out there and show why he's part of the Flushing Five.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yes. By the way.
Yes.
And I brought this in from your office. The athlete logo guy.
Yes. From East Islip High School.
Right.
Yeah.
You could follow them on Twitter. I guess it's at athlete logos. They made you the Flushing Five t-shirt, and they sent him in here.
And the nice thing about this, he sold some t-shirts, and he sent my foundation a very nice donation.
That is great.
With all the sales and everything. He did this on his own. I didn't get involved with it and everything else, and I appreciate what he did for me. We did get the t-shirts. They're a little snug for me.
Yeah.
But I think they're that will fit you. I think they're a little snug for Eddie because, you know, Eddie and I are like double X.
Yes, but for different reasons. But yes, you're definitely a double X. You probably
right.
Probably
I tried to put it on. It looked like one of those tight Under Armour shirts that I wear.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like underneath something.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I mean, it's a good underneath shirt, I guess, if I wear a shirt above it.
Yeah. So I'm just modeling it here on CBS.
So
Sports
I am not I'm not giving up. There's too many good feelings around the Mets and all that other stuff, and we
why
just
would
came
you
through.
Give
a,
up?
Well, because you know what? I told you yesterday. I don't want to come in here this morning feeling terrible that the Mets won lost last night, and then I watched the top of the order for the Braves run roughshod over Wheeler, and I think they have like 8 hits or something. And then I watched the top of our order basically have 3 hits and like 9 strikeouts or 8 strikeouts or something.
There's just so many guys.
And
that
Freed guy, man, he was just like laying lollipops up there.
That's what he looks like. All he does is win, though. But how about Freed, too? I mean, what was it, the second inning?
He never goes past 6 innings.
I know. I know, but he still wins because the team's so damn good. But Freed, who doubles in the second inning, and I thought Wheeler, after giving up a couple runs in the first, he gets Acuna to ground out. He gets Albies to strike out. And, of course, Freddie Freeman with that knuckler dropping in.
Freddie Freeman is the Anthony Rendon of the Braves to us.
I mean,
that guy is like, he just kills us, man.
Right. And then I was after that first inning, I was like, okay, what you want from Wheeler now is to totally settle down, not give up anything else, the free double right off the bat to the top of the order. And he gets 2 outs right away. And then the Freddie Freeman,
the Acuna home run, man. Because there was a pitch that he had thrown in that series sequence of pitches that was called a strike. And, you know, the Atlanta in the previous inning, and the Braves were all ticked off. I think it was on Donaldson, and the Braves were all ticked off by it and everything. And then he comes back and throws the same pitch. I don't believe it was a strike in either case, but I mean, if you're the umpire, I mean, like, it would be nice to have a little consistency. I mean, Wheeler hits a spot, Acuna watches it, Wheeler gets a little ticked off because he thinks he's got strike 3. And then he comes back and he lays one right, a meatball right over the plate, and Acuna just rakes it. I mean, that you see how fast that bat is?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's a guy who plays with as much confidence as him. I mean, he's just the way he mowed down Frazier at the plate, too.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, he just controls the game. You know, he's an MVP candidate, I think, in the National League.
You know what it shows you, bro?
Bro?
Did I just say bro?
What is bro?
Did I say bro?
That's the second time you said bro to me. You said bro to me off the air, too.
I did.
Well, is this a new phase of you?
I don't know what happened. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was because I was at CBS or something. So all my bros there.
A lot of bros yesterday.
Yeah,
you
got Rich Gannon back there. You got Trent Green there. I got Phil Sims, who's like my older bro.
Yeah, right.
You know, but
much older bro.
Much older bro, yeah.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with all the bros yesterday. I don't know.
All right, so
anyway,
you were saying bro?
I was saying bro.
Bromance is...
Yeah, shut up. All right, so I was saying that when you see the Nationals and the Braves and their young stud players on those teams.
Oh, sure.
Holy crap. I mean, we have our share of young players that are good players. Man, they got
What are you saying, though? You're telling me that McNeil and Alonso, like in Conforto and Rosario, don't belong in the same breath as those guys? Listen, Acuna's sort of a different animal. I mean, Acuna.
Soto?
Yeah, we just saw him get hurt too. But Soto's great too. But I'm not with the what this young core
has done.
What the
hell is Omar Minaya doing? I want to see some more international players up here. I want to see some studs.
Yeah,
I want to see some Gary Sanchez's and Gleyber Torres's on my team.
Yeah, I listen. What the young core has done in this run to vault themselves back into this race, man. I don't want to compare them against anybody and say that they're lesser than.
You know what? I've said it. They're a likable bunch of guys, man. And you know they're kind of like. You want to root for them. They're good guys and everything else. But, you know, you could just see, man. I'm telling you, like, when you see Le'Veon Bell in person and you watch what he does in person.
I missed him on the...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I understand that. And when you see Saquon Barkley in person...
Oh, I did. He showed up. He was early, actually, to his interview. It's
and you watch him on the field and you just watch the God-given athleticism that some of these guys have that just puts them on a totally another level than everybody else they're playing against. You know what I mean?
Sure. So you're telling me, like, this is what you're saying about Acuna and Albies, and it's just, they're like, They just jump off the screen.
They do, man. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be honest.
And, we knew this about the Braves. And by the way, you know, the Braves are better than the Mets. We understand
that.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
The division, I know there's some Mets fans that don't want to give up on the division. That's great. Shoot for the stars, and maybe they get another hot streak. But you're really not – what you're competing against, you're trying to get one of these wild cards at this point. That's what
that's what we have to get. Right. And then we have to have Jacob deGrom go win that one, and then we got to go beat the L.A. Dodgers.
Like that.
And then we can beat the Braves in the NLCS.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. But it's going to take a lot of hard work to get there, and we got to kind of get one of these – if we could steal these next two games, it'd be great. But – you know, there's a lot of pressure. And by the way, and I know the other team is playing in the same conditions that the Mets are playing in. That was like playing in a sauna last night.
It was like 100 degrees or something. The first pitch, like the heat index was around, you know, 98 or something.
I was going to watch it in the steam room just so I got the feel of what was going on.
You just want to go into the sauna with your iPad and stream MLB TV.
Right. So, you know, I come in this morning, like I told you, and I was all negative. And then just watching the first 15 minutes of Hard Knocks me going again.
Yeah, I know.
John Gruden's a maniac.
It's tough to stop Hard Knocks after 50 minutes. When we were watching, I said, listen, we'd be stuck in here till 7 o'clock if we just kept watching, you know. Tony would have to do an extra hour.
It's that they got the right team, man. I mean, the only other team,
the Browns,
it would have been the Browns, or maybe the Jets with Gase and Williams.
Yeah, I guess. But the Brown, that would be third on the list. But Raiders and Browns for sure.
But maybe this whole thing now with Andrew Luck that would have been unbelievable on Hard Knocks too, because all of a sudden Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, comes out and says he's got a bone issue.
Yeah, and then CBS4 in Indianapolis is reporting that he's got myositis ossificans. So
myositis ossificans, which I believe is like bone growth in a muscle or something.
I think he came out of the bullpen.
Loss of bone.
He came out of the bullpen for the Orioles last night. He pitched the eighth. Ossificans.
That's not funny, man. This is like it's a serious condition.
Well, myositis ossificans?
Yes.
Is serious? It's just like
it's a bone growth in the muscle.
Is he going to be all right, though?
Bone on bone action.
All right. You know, I hope so. For my friend's sake, yeah. I hope so, yes.
I mean, listen, are we going to start freaking out about ossificans now? Is that what we're doing about this guy?
Well, it's bone tissue that grows within a muscle where there was an injury. So I guess he pulled his calf muscle, right?
Yeah.
And then the calf and the bone kind of reacted abnormally. And the bone started growing within the calf muscle. That's what it sounds like to me.
That sounds sort of freaky to me.
If that's what myositis ossificans is, yeah. Other than a starting or a relief pitcher for the Orioles.
I mean, can't you just hear John Sterling? And now on the mound for the Orioles, myositis ossificans. Ossificans 2-2 on the year with a 4.38 ERA. That's right,
well,
John.
Ossificans is hopefully for the Colts and hopefully for Andrew, he'll get through this. I don't really know what they do to take care of something like this.
Yeah, I don't know about the ossificans treatment.
That report is accurate.
Right. It's by CBS4 in Indianapolis.
CBS4 in Indianapolis.
They're
so
going.
You talk about delivering bad news. Right. I guess Channel 4 everywhere is delivering bad news to all everybody.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.